Parliament has appropriated the 2026-2027 national budget, which stands at 84.3 trillion shillings. According to the estimates, 35 trillion shillings will go towards development plan implementation, 13.5 trillion to human capital development, 10 trillion to governance and security. We captured the process as the House passed the appropriation bill.
Madam Speaker, I beg to move that the Appropriations Bill 2026 be ready for the third time and do pass.
I put a question that the Appropriation Bill 2026 be ready third time and do pass. Those in favor sent the contrary nay. The ayes have it.
A bill for an act titled the Appropriation Act 2026.
Title settled and the bill passed. I want to thank all the members. I want to thank the Leader of Opposition for timely giving us his alternative ministerial statements. But I must also say, I am sorry that I had to use stick and carrot to push you to meet the deadline.
The budget has been passed in a record time, and according to the State Minister in charge of general duties in the Ministry of Finance, Henry Musasizi, this has been done in consultation with the President.
I can stand to be corrected if I'm wrong, but ever since the Public Finance Management Act came into force and defined the timelines for the budget, you are the first speaker to pass the budget in the month of April. Today is 24th of April. We have passed the budget 1 month ahead of time. Thank you so much for being effective. The budget is a process which takes us 9 months, and at every stage in this process, there is consultation with the President.
During the consideration of the budget, the opposition presented a minority report raising a number of issues funding private entities. The Leader of Opposition, Joel Sinyonyi, pointed out several projects such as Dubois Hospital, Ntungamo Coffee, that's Inspire Africa, among others. He says there should be a due diligence before committing taxpayers' money.
So against what do you want us to give you money for the hospital? We don't know what's happening there. We have passed that budget here. We have gone somewhere and we have been denied access to that place. The Minister of Health at one time went to that facility and she was denied access. The Minister of Health, your boss, she was rejected from accessing. And yet she's the one supposed to be supervising this project. So you deny the Minister of Health access, you deny MPs who appropriate money access, why do you keep coming back for money here? You people, we need to stop playing around with taxpayers' money.
Love.
We want a comprehensive accountability report about Lwoa Hospital, because nearly 2 million shillings has been spent.